8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Serious and fatal child abuse cases rose 33% last year in Colorado. A new state report counts 84 serious incidents and 28 deaths. Jonathan Singer, a former state representative and caseworker, says COVID made it harder to get to families.
Not even just removing kids from households, but helping make households a less stressful environment in the first place.
Two-thirds of cases reviewed by the state included a parent with a history of substance abuse. Colorado has some new rules for homeowners associations covering everything from solar panels and artificial turf to political signs and financial reporting. CPR's Megan Verlee has details.
Once the new laws take effect, residents will be able to get a copy of their HOA's financial disclosures, plus a list of any fees it charges when a home is sold. Homeowners will also be able to display any flags and yard signs that express their personal and political beliefs. From now on, rules about yard displays must not restrict content. The state is also making it harder for HOAs to bar residents from installing solar panels or artificial turf. All the policies take effect in September. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Two paragliders crashed in Lake Pueblo Saturday. One of them was able to escape the crash, but the other appears to have drowned. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Rangers recovered the body. The Pueblo County Coroner's Office is investigating. A coroner has identified remains found in the mountains west of Boulder as a hiker who went missing in February. 27-year-old Josh Hall set out on a winter hike with his dog. His family reported the pair missing later that day. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that the dog was found wandering along a road more than a week after their disappearance. Hall's remains were later discovered along a stream. The Colorado Rockies will have one player representing the hometown team when Denver hosts Major League Baseball's All-Star Game next week. Rockies pitcher Armand Marquez will play in his first All-Star Game. The game is next Tuesday, July 13th. This is CPR News.